Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Drive on KFH Radio, joined now by an unbelievable duo, Steve Martin and Martin Short. They will be in town Wednesday at Hartman Arena. We're looking forward to that show. Guys, welcome to a sports talk show that likes to talk about entertainment, too.
Well, thanks. I actually didn't realize it was sports talk. Sports talk.
Yeah, it's a sports talk show, but we talk about a lot of different things. So we're thrilled to have you both on today.
Isn't that illegal?
It is a little bit, but we hide it well.
Wow. Hope I don't go to jail for this.
No.
I wanted to start by asking you both. I've read a lot about you. Obviously, everybody knows about both of you. Martin, you were interested in social work as a youngster. Steve, you were certainly influenced by a philosophy class and thought about being a professor. I don't think anybody on the planet could imagine you two doing anything different than you're doing and have done for decades. How'd you end up in these spots?
Well, you certainly can't imagine us doing what our primary focus was. That's,
yeah.
If Marty was a social worker, I just wonder how many people he would have damaged so far.
And what about
financing? Come on, move on.
And what about Steve as a philosopher, Martin?
Well, I mean, listen, you know, you can see how Steve's deep love of philosophy affected his career, hence the balloon phase.
Martin, who gets to call you Marty, by the way? I'd love to conduct this interview calling you Marty, but I've never met you in person, probably never will.
No. Everyone calls me Marty. Please call me Marty.
Marty's good. Okay, good.
Excellent.
Hey, that's the name of my new book. That would be a sequel.
Please call me Marty.
All right, excellent. So, guys, how did this show come to be? And really the one question I had about it, because I've watched your Netflix special and it's hilarious, how much of this is planned and how much is just on-the-spot improv stuff?
Well, that's a hard question to answer because we do ad-lib things, but we don't over-ad-lib things because, you know, we want to give the audience the absolute best show we can. And sometimes when you get off on an ad-lib, it's not quite successful. You know, it may work, it may not, or something. So we're loose with the material, but we like to deliver the material first to make sure the audience is getting a good show. Is that too much of an answer? I think it is.
No, I love it.
It makes sense to me, although I was checking messages during it.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, Steve and Marty, I would like to know, you guys have known
messages during while I was speaking.
You guys have known each other for a long time, 35 years or so. And were you just sitting around one day and decided, why don't we just go out on the road together? You've known each other. You hang out together a lot. So did you really want to be together on the road?
Well, it was actually, we were asked to close the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Chicago and just to interview each other. That's all we did. And no production, you know, just two chairs. And it was successful. And it was one of the reasons, of course, it dawned on us is because we had a natural chemistry, enjoyed each other's company. So we did it again. And then that slowly evolved into more of an important show, a varied show.
Steve Martin, Marty Short, our guests, will be at the Hartman Arena on Wednesday, May 8th. We're thrilled to have them. I thought this would be, you've probably been asked every question in the world, so pardon the repetition. But of the two of
you. Honestly think the interview would be more fun than this?
Kind of. I'm checking messages right now, actually. Who is who is the more?
How do you think we're coming off?
Our listeners are going to love you guys.
People are now taking their tickets they bought and turning them back in.
Who is the more serious of the two of you? Since you're both known as comedic geniuses and obviously tremendously funny, but which one of you is the most serious?
Well, it's hard to answer that because I'm definitely the more depressed. But Marty. Marty can be serious and very wise, a very wise person when it's called for. I just have this aura of gloom about me all the time.
And Marty, what's your answer to that question?
Well, I think I agree with Steve. I don't think he has an aura of gloom, although don't listen to others. but definitely, we both have our serious sides. You know, look, it's like when you fool around with funny friends, and they're your friends, and you joke around. But when things are serious, you both get serious, and that's what our relationship is.
So, Steve, I wanted to ask you, I don't mean to single either one of you out, but I just want to ask.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. So I just want to ask you about a couple movie performances. The first one is Home. I thought you were hilarious in that as the voice of whatever that character's name was off the top of my head. But also.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And also The Big Year, which is a movie I don't know if either of my colleagues have seen, but I love that movie. And you didn't play it for laughs. So what was that experience like, too?
That was a fabulous experience. First of all, working with two great people, Owen Wilson and Jack Black, and we had a great time making it. And it's a movie that I think, except for you, no one has seen.
I love that movie, though.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Had you forgotten you made it? Almost. I mean that.
I've seen almost all of it.
Wow. What point did you turn it off?
No, never. Yeah, well, Marty may have.
We're talking with Marty Short, Steve Martin. What was your biggest break in the business, Marty? Where did you feel like, hey, maybe this is going to start to happen for me? Maybe I'm going to become an entertainer. When did that happen for you? And then, Steve, the same question.
Okay.
I feel like it's a test when you respond like that.
Yeah. No, it's no test. I was like 22, and I auditioned for the show Godspell and got into it, and it was like a year contract, and I now got to leave university and be in show business. And that was still the most exciting, you know, thing to spark the beginning of your career.
For me, it was when I was 21 years old, and I'm living in, Hollywood, California, and I got a job writing for the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. And I couldn't believe it. I was really, it was just so much luck involved. And I appreciate it to the day because it suddenly turned me from an amateur to a professional. And then I still had to learn how to be a writer.
So when you guys decide to kind of embark on this show, now you're adding dates in, I think, Australia, New Zealand, you're going all over the place here in the United States. Was that always the plan, or is it just going so well and you're having so much fun that you've decided to continue it?
It's actually neither. We're going to Australia and New Zealand because we ran out of places to play in the United States. we've been almost everywhere, and... So now we're looking off the
planet. All right, Mr. President, I think it's time to go now. that's the truth.
Well, we certainly appreciate the time you've given us today. We look forward to seeing you here in Wichita on Wednesday at Hartman Arena. Steve Martin, Marty Short, thanks for being on our show, guys.
We will be there. Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.